I go over and we turn on the cams, it is pretty fascinating.
You guys are stoned.
Not all the time.
I haven't smelled any feces.
Upskirt.
No.
Down blouse.
No.
Side boob.
No.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. What's up, Walt? And what's up, Q?
Hello.
Back in the house.
You're back in the saddle.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am.
A little worse for the wear. You're still coughing. Yeah, still a little sick.
It still. But mood is, you know, middle of the road, so I'm good to go. Yeah, no, good to go. Good. Not sick anymore. Right? Definitely not contagious, or else I wouldn't be here. Yeah. I just have that phlegm. You know that phlegm that doesn't go away?
Yeah.
Sticks to your lungs.
You could hang tile with that shit.
Yes. Yeah. I know. You're 100% right. I know exactly what you mean. It's so spackly. Yeah.
I have not run into this particular cold yet. I think Mary Beth had it. Walt had it. Now you got it.
Yeah.
Is this
it's going around.
It was unpleasant for Mary Beth. I don't know if it's the same way for everybody where it's like takes like a week to get rid of it.
Yeah, it's like three bad days and then like it's just been a real lack of like ability to get energy going, which kind of sucks. It didn't help like, you know, that I was just coming off having to watch you traipse around Key West on webcams like I was a stalker following you from bar to bar just to pretend that I was there with you. It was a more, you know, it was, there was a blow to my, what's it called? Morale.
Mm.
Yeah, you were particularly demoralized about this Key West trip.
So looking forward to it. And then when Jiggy dropped out, a part of me, I would rather have Jiggy there, but then I was like, oh, we're going old school on this. This is going to be fun. And then, of course, that wasn't even this. That was something else.
That was a different sickness.
But I was home watching him on the webcams. I was texting him, like, what bar are you going into? And I know which bars down there have webcams, so I was watching him.
Yeah, I could see him. Like, he sent me a picture of myself on the webcam.
And it was HubSpot. What do you got?
Is it concerning that Q knows the webcam addresses of all the bars in Key West?
No.
Not anymore. One time.
No. I have this service that collects webcams around the world, and I'll put them on my TV.
This is something that Ginnam would do. This is like if Ginnam told me this would be 3 hours of like berating.
I mean, I'm open to the berating. You guys can berate all you want. I don't care.
You're watching other people enjoy themselves.
Live lives, yeah.
And you're sitting in the office watching.
And the thing with Q2 is like the thing that's doubly shitty is that he's like, I'm supposed to be there.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be on that camera, not watching that camera all the way from Staten Island. Yeah.
And I, you know, I got a lot of friends in that town after going for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them on the camera. I was really like, what was that Sharon Stone movie where she was getting watched? Like
Sliver.
Sliver, yeah. It was like that fucking pervert Sliver just watching everybody having fun. Sucked. And then just as I start getting out of that, I get hit with this. Fucking Joe DeRosa coughed in my mouth, whoever the fuck
did he?
Did. I don't know.
He's the type of guy who'll cough in your mouth.
No, he's not. But I do blame him specifically for getting me sick. But he knows it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows
it. He can live with it.
He's fine with it.
Yeah, I was – Q was watching the cameras one day. Mary Beth joined several contests at a bar called Sloppy Joe's. One was like a costume contest, and then the next one was there was a tutu contest. And then on the third night, there was a contest. It's called Slumber Party. You're supposed to go in your pajamas, whatever, dress however you want. So Mary Beth decides to get dressed up in like, it's like a negligee with like an old school like 60s like furry collar on the robe, the slippers with the fur on them, all that stuff. And just as she's signing up, I see somebody behind her. And I immediately texted Q.
we were texting the entire time.
Yeah. I immediately texted him. I'm like, it's done. It's over. It's fucking over. She lost.
Yeah.
Because the person signing up behind her is a 20-year-old guy dressed as Baby Shark. But this particular Baby Shark, ironically, has Down syndrome. And I'm like, there's no fucking way that kid's getting up on that stage and
not winning. Yeah.
There's just no way it's going to happen.
Wait, there's a kid in the bar?
Well, he's like 20. He must have been 21.
Yeah.
When I say kid, I'm not talking about like 8. Yeah.
Okay. And what's
– kid compared to me.
Baby Shark?
You never heard of Baby Shark? Baby Shark, Shark.
Baby Shark,
That song that like enraged the world for how long was it?
Oh, a while.
Yeah.
What year would this have been?
Recent, like past 5 years.
Within the past,
yeah.
I have no recollection of this.
It was a kid's thing, right?
Yeah, it was a kid's thing that like drove adults crazy.
Mm.
Maybe my kids were too.
Yeah.
Oh, they were definitely too.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But like if you were like going through the mall or something, there'd be, you know, who parents would give their kids phones and tablets just to occupy them.
And how did you hear it? Because you're not in any malls. I mean, you're only in two places, the cellar or here. So when are you walking?
Actually, I heard it. I was at Monmouth Mall. I was at Monmouth Mall. I forget exactly why I was there.
When's the last time you were at Monmouth Mall, man? Was that the last time you were at Monmouth Mall?
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
There's a very famous comedy club called the Comedy Cellar, and all comedians just call it the Cellar. Around those types. So when you said it, I was like, "When the fuck is get him?" It took like a half a second to be like, "Oh, he means a depressing spider."
I mean, a real,
yeah, like
cellar.
Spiders crawling on you when you're sleeping. Yeah. Am I right, people?
A cellar. Yeah, no comedy going on at all.
No, nothing
to enjoy.
Not listening to new material or anything.
Yeah. So let's go back to this Baby Shark. So. Is the 21-year-old legitimately have Downs, or is the costume he's wearing a downsized Down
syndrome shark?
Syndrome.
It's not like they have.
I would love to see that costume
for Downs kids. It's like medium large Down syndrome. I don't think it works that way.
So yeah, you're not.
No, he was a smaller. Well, he's a smaller guy.
Okay.
I would say he's in his early 20s, at least 21. I'm sure they were checking IDs, but I snapped a picture of him for Q. I'm like, look, the guy's texting. He's functional. It's not like Sage, where like Sage can't spell, so she can't text and shit. But this kid
was your girlfriend.
He had no place in that contest.
No way. He knew what he was doing.
What was the prize?
The prize was $500 gift certificate for Sloppy Joe's, and second place was $250. Third place was $100.
So you're saying that because he was Down syndromed.
Mm-hmm. Somebody Down syndrome.
He's walking into the grand prize circle.
He's at least placing, is my feeling, because there were probably
audience clapping.
Okay,
so what audience?
And he kept saying he had like the applause-o-meter. I didn't see it once.
I didn't see no applause-o-meter.
It's kind of like when someone dies and they're nominated for an Oscar. You kind of know they're pretty much guaranteed to win.
Yeah, I love Sloppy Joe's. I'm a fan of the place.
Couldn't you? Who was watching Sage while you guys were down here?
Her mother.
You should have thrown her into a fucking shark costume. Got her up on the stage.
Could have won $500.
Three more years.
Yeah, I guess.
Did he win?
He did win, but he didn't come in first. He came in second.
So, yeah, you painted the brush of the establishment as like they were going to
– Well, the winners.
The winners were an incredibly diverse group of people, let me tell you.
It was men dressed in women's negligee like the Austin Powers fembots.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, the comedy of that situation –
People enjoyed the fembots.
Yeah. But they didn't do anything. They went up there and there was like five of them. But like they went up there and it was like the spectacle of men dressed like women still plays in Key West.
Do you think that maybe you're constantly looking for that though? You're looking for, instead of just enjoying the night out, you're just like you're looking to find.
Oh, I had a fine time. I didn't think she was going to win to begin with.
Yeah, his temperature in his like never spiked. He was having a blast.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. At no point was like, oh, this is fucking bullshit. This wasn't fantasies where she was competing against actual strippers in a wet t-shirt contest, right, you know, an amateur contest. But like her, I was surprised that she didn't place with she got body painted. She did a Mermaid Man from SpongeBob. you know, he wears those pink slippers too.
Oh, yeah. And so there's kids here.
There's not in the bar at night, no.
Okay, but you said
but walking
kids,
around, there were more children than I thought there was going to be attending this. I don't know how many you saw on the cameras, but there was like
so
there's families
the day
with kids.
You see them,
yeah, oh yeah, during the day for
they,
sure.
They know to clear out because things are going to get a little wild. Well, it's like it's really very similar to Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. So you know you don't really you're going to see kids there, but you're always like I don't know that the kids should be here mm-hmm. type thing.
Yeah, like there were people that had like. Babies, which I get because they're so little, they're not taking anything in. But there were people that had like I would say kids that were upwards like 10, 12, 14, like you know in that age range. You know,
that's suspect.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
You bring your 12 year olds to something like that.
I wonder.
It's like you know.
Oh, I see. Like at night, walking around and stuff.
Yeah, you can't. Bring them somewhere that it has to be there.
I thought the same thing, and I was like, did they stumble on it? And they're like, oh, my God. Because sometimes, you know, you'll go to a hotel, and they're having a convention there, and you're like, oh, I didn't realize it was going to be a Beatles convention or a Perv convention or whatever kind of convention it is. But the
prices –
So this
was going on at the hotel where you're at?
What's that?
This was – there was at the hotel you're staying at, this was going on?
No, this is Sloppy Joe's.
No, this is at Sloppy Joe's.
Okay.
But so I'm saying, but if you go to a hotel sometimes or a cruise, you know, you walk in, you're like, oh, I didn't know it was going to be a cruise with, you know, this, you know, the Golden
Furries.
Girls. Furries, whatever. Yeah. Or sometimes just something normal. You're just unaware that something else is going on. So that's what I thought. Like maybe they came to Key West. They're like, hey, we want to go to Key West. Seems like there's some Halloween stuff going on, not realizing like, oh, this is more, like you say, this is more adult oriented than your average street fair.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It's not exactly, what's that one in San Francisco? The Castro Street?
Oh, I've never, Castro. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's like wild. That's like people in leather getting their asses spanked totally naked and stuff like that.
Yeah, pretty nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Pretty wacky.
But so, yeah, Baby Shark took second place. And then third place was just this black couple from Maryland that I can't remember what their thing was. Sexy Unicorns.
I thought the Fembots just should not have won.
Well, first it's like there's like 20 of them. I can't stand these group costumes where it's like if there's a group costume, maximum of three people.
Like your
maximum,
rules.
You know,
your rules for like other people.
Because otherwise, they got to herd everybody onto the fucking stage. It fucking takes forever.
And they got to split what a paltry $200 gift certificate.
Yeah. Well, they won the $500 one. I would say there was a good 7 or 8 people up there. So probably what they're going to do is they're going to be like, let's all go to Sloppy Joe's for lunch tomorrow.
Let's just throw it on the bar and like we'll all eat and drink and blah blah blah. And
have some fun.
I can't get out of my head that you think it's weird about the webcams. I want to change your mind, though. I want you to try.
Anybody, you know, if he told you that, like, hey, you know what my new thing is?
I disagree.
I listen to the scanner, but I'm watching these bar webcams.
Yeah.
You know you would be like, dude, you got to get out of this office.
The bar.
You got to get out and live.
Well, look, taken as part of a larger picture? Yeah, maybe. You know, maybe. But it's not just bars. It's like, you know, it's like sometimes I'll put on and it'll be like Sydney Harbor. And just you watch the boats coming in. I don't mean you don't sit there and like fuck it, make a bowl of popcorn and stare at it. You know what I mean?
It's just on in the background.
It's almost like a screensaver. But gotcha, if you do – but I don't want to misrepresent because there are times that I'll just sit and watch. Like if you get like a Bourbon Street cam and it's like on a street corner in Bourbon Street and you could hear the conversations and like people getting drunk and having fun – man, I'll sit there and people watch. 100%. 100%.
And this guy, it's like it's like so hard to fucking nail down and do episode, do a TSD D&D in our Christmas episode, fucking record it. He's like, I'm too busy, guys.
I'm watching you guys on cam.
Hey, what happened to the Cooper cam? I like that. I mean,
I'm going back and watching the old shit now.
That to me is like, how often do you do this, though? That is
well,
a little
strange.
Not
like, it's not like every day.
A day.
I think, too, like your friend is there and you're supposed to be there. I kind of
Yeah, but he's not talking about that. You're talking about just in general.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. We shot something on Staten Island last season, and I had the crew back to my house afterwards. Probably like 30 people. And I put on the Key West one, the one that used to be in front of Irish Kevin's. And I was mocked by my crew, much like really? You are now. And then
with no fear of repercussions, huh? Because like you,
well, he's the boss.
So you're saying there's no line that can be crossed? Like if they make a particular joke that stings, you'd be like, you wouldn't hold it against them?
No, not from a role of being like their boss.
Can we believe we need a new assistant director?
I mean, from a role of being a human and a friend, yeah, I'm sure they could say something that they that would upset me. But no, there's nothing that I would be like, well, hey, I'm not getting the respect I deserve.
My cams aren't either.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, I was looked askance.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, guys. And then
– because your reputation, especially in TSD town, is the one of the fucking – rambunctious fucking wild man.
Is it really?
Wide-eyed wild man.
Taking it back to 2005 over here.
Your teeth knocked out in foreign countries.
Okay.
Now you're relegated to watching other people fight on a cam 1,000 miles away.
It's where it's safe.
Now you're
nobody's coughing in your mouth at home.
Yeah, nobody. No. All right. But listen, one by one, the crew – by the end of the
night, won them over.
They were all sitting around watching, and we're all commenting and people watching.
How much of that funky cabbage was in the at this party?
The funky cabbage was being consumed
I was at that particular party.
That's right. You were there.
Yeah, I was there.
So you saw.
So it looked like about a fleet of Cheech and Chong minivans. Because there's no way anybody Stone Cold Sober is giving this 5 minutes of their time.
That's not true. I'm telling you. I'll send you links to some webcams.
Okay.
And see if – you know, it's not that – like, for instance, I had one on last night. Okay. I had there's this webcam out in I think Michigan, and it's just this guy puts in his yard like a salt lick and animal feed, and he puts on like a night cam. So like at night you'll see bears come by. Like if you just leave it on long enough, you'll see a deer come by. You'll see, so it's like, just if I'm not watching TV, I'll just throw it on, and then if I come out of my office to walk through the living room and there's a fucking rabbit on the screen, I'm like, oh shit.
Have you rewound it?
I have. I'm like, let me see when this rabbit gets you. And I skip it back and I see him hop on.
Yeah, you got a problem. If you're rewinding it, yeah.
But I want to see when the rabbit comes on. Like, don't you want to know when the rabbit got there?
Hasn't your wife kind of done that with the ring cam?
She's got a problem too. I'm like, I don't want to see these ring cams footage no more. I don't care how many foxes.
Oh, is this people coming up to other people's ring cams?
No.
Your own ring cam.
Our own ring cam, because like 10 foxes will show up at a night.
Right.
You know, and they'll all just be in the yard. And I'm like, first time it was like, wow, who knew there were this many foxes, you know, in the area. By day three, I'm just like, it's the same 10 fucking foxes.
The deer family's out there. That's what I get in the backyard. The deer family's out there. I'm like, cool. I've seen them.
So they're old now.
They're not babies anymore.
Are you willing for one day, if it's a repeat of the Love Boat, like it's, you know, the Isaac is a Robot episode, we'll put on Q's webcam
Okay. Send the links to get them.
I'll send you some good ones because it's like, and then as
some of your top five.
I will.
Cam links.
Top five?
Top five!
What did I miss?
I don't know. I missed it too, though.
What the hell did I miss? What the fuck?
Inside joke.
I've never seen you two come alive like that decades I've known you two.
We're not gonna reveal that. Super inside joke. You have to be in the know.
Yeah, going six people now.
How am I not in the know? I don't understand.
Because you're watching cams, not some complete and utter boring-ass podcasts. Your cams are way more exciting than this particular podcast we're knocking
right
now.
Which podcast? When I Sell Comics did you watch?
I think it's probably an offshoot of that.
Right. I'm sorry, go ahead. Your top five cams, and we'll sample them at the office. And
I might be adding more fuel to the fire, but I'm telling you, like, you also have to watch ones at certain times.
Okay.
Because if you're watching one in Ireland, if you're going to click it on at that time at 9 o'clock, it's already 1 in the morning. You're not going to see anything.
Oh, I thought that's when all the action happens.
Depending on if it's at a bar or something. You tune in at midnight at the Temple Bar, you'll see some good shit in Ireland. But you got to do midnight their time, which is You know.
Does the bar own that footage, or is it considered public domain?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's got to be public domain because it's a public – I mean, some are inside the bars.
You should do something like – you know, remember how the Girls Gone Wild thing was a huge hit? You should do like Hughes cams, and you just take your top like 3 hours worth of footage and just compile it on
– there's YouTube videos. Oh, there's YouTube compilations.
Oh, there's TV shows that do that kind of stuff. Yeah. There's TV shows now that are just like – hey, with neighbors arguing.
Yeah.
But just it's all caught on cell phones and shit.
Yeah. It's all fun stuff. There's one cam that's like at the bottom of the harbor when you see a fish go by every once in a while. It's nice.
There's an eagle nest cam and
eagle nest cam, otter baby cams.
Isn't it pitch black though?
No.
It's
clear water and although at night a light comes on. And the fish get attracted to the light, and they
you're not,
and
you're go. Not. I don't see no commentary on this. You're not a little bit like saddened by like our that this is what it's become to, and like this, the wild man of TSD Town has become, you know, neutered and is watching cams.
Well, I mean, what?
He's sitting in a bathrobe.
I'm not watching it like Batman like all day. It's like, you know, it's
Alfred.
Check out this fish at the bottom of the harbor.
That got attracted.
Does that
the
fish
light.
Have a smile? Is the Joker back?
Oracle, are you awake?
No, I've known about his cam addiction for some time now, so I'm not blown away by it.
Are you not at all, at least a little bit, like, wow, like it's like you're just watching, you know, the him, you know, wait out the clock here?
We all do it in our own way.
It doesn't feel like you're waiting out the clock, though. It doesn't. It feels like you're seeing shit that you wouldn't otherwise see, man. It's
11:17, still alive.
Saw a fish today.
Made me laugh.
I gotta say I'm not, because when I go over and we turn on the cams, it is pretty fascinating.
You guys are stoned. You guys aren't doing it.
Not all the time. Yeah. Not all the time.
But there's also the, like, in a few minutes we're gonna get stoned. So it's just like
it stares on its own. It stands
stone
on
is coming,
own.
Though. And so then you're able to, like,
the stone volcano. In the cards. Yeah. The volcano's coming out.
It's warming up.
Oh, I'm telling you, there's something to it.
Something relaxing about it.
There's something relaxing and there's something fascinating to it. There is.
Yeah, I would have to agree that, but I just never would have thought that, you know.
Yeah.
It's like when TSD started that we would be. 500 episodes later.
And he's the one who's evolved, according to everybody.
Especially when you bash somebody for having cameras set up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you had cameras set up in, you know.
In the house, but they weren't live.
You could see a fish, though.
Yeah.
You know what, Kittim? I might owe you an apology. You might have been ahead of the curve.
Would you watch the Get 'Em Cam?
I probably would. I would probably check in on the Get 'Em Cam. I would like to officially...
that's why he's evolved. That's why.
I'd like
he's
to
just going
to
apologize right now.
Extend
no,
an
he'll
apology
look like a fucking hypocrite otherwise. He's got no choice.
Oh, I don't mind looking like a hypocrite. I enjoy wearing the hypocrite clothes.
That's true.
Yeah, no problem.
That's
there.
What we're based on.
Yeah. But yeah, you know what, right? Maybe I gave you, but I think it was more rooted in concerns about your health. But
at that time, a lot of other shit was going on too. That's when he was walking around the auction 14 hours a day.
But this is all healthy stuff, though.
Well, he was getting hammered, drunk storytelling, stuff like that. Which I've asked you to bring back. And
I've begged him. I've begged. Yeah, I said, I'll do it with you.
Talk about a Patreon exclusive.
Yeah.
I just can't get that drunk anymore.
I've seen you.
He thinks he's not drunk.
He thinks he's not drunk.
It's a precipitous drop. Like, it's okay, like, gone. Like, back then it was, I could maintain that.
Yeah.
That buzzed hour or that buzz time longer than I can now.
When you know how, like, people get beer muscles or they get aggressive or they get lovey-dovey or they're like, I love you. He thinks he gets funnier when he's drunk, and it's not the case.
I know people like that. I'm about to have some over for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'd almost rather you get like aggressive than think you're funny.
You get him? Oh, yeah. Beat up anybody in the whole room.
Fucking slobberknocker.
Yeah. You always thought you could beat me up, didn't you, kid? No, you're in his sights. You're like, oh, damn it.
Yeah. All right. I'll send some over. So much so, I'll leave you with this. When last I was in Key West with my brothers, I went to Irish Kevin's, which to me had the best webcam in the business, and it broke. And I went to it, and I talked to the manager, and I said, I'll pay for an upgrade to the camera, 4K. I'll pay for it if you get it working again. I'll buy the new camera. And they kind of laughed me off.
And they never fixed it?
They never fixed it. I know.
Do you think if we went to Jill –
Can I just hold on? Hold that thought though. Yeah. What are you seeing on Kevin's cams that you're like, I want to buy a 4K cam for them? Are people getting blowjobs and
no?
Like, what is it that you're seeing?
No,
that you're like,
that.
I need to see this so much, I'm willing to pay for it.
Just
what are you seeing? Because this is really even more strange that you're willing to pay. How am I the only one at this table that's not like he's got a problem? Right
watching
now.
The cams, I don't think is a problem, but I wasn't aware of this.
Well, I like the cam. I wanted it back, yeah. and I figured I, you know, how much
but
money could it be?
Can you give me an example of something you saw that you're like, I really loved watching Kev's cam so much that
particular cam is just the comings and goings of people is very, very like people go in that bar. Everybody's in a good mood there. You could hear the people singing in the bar, the band playing, the streets out there. People go out there for smokes and just talk and drink. Sometimes there's a fight. Sometimes people are making out. Sometimes people are just fellowship and having fun out there. The cops arrest someone.
Say someone on a date who found love. That'll warm his heart.
Someone on a date finds love sometimes.
But
how
is this any different from any other bar, though?
I mean, I guess – well, it was a positioning for Irish Kevin's because it was very close to the – to
upskirt?
No.
Down blouse.
No.
Side boob.
No. Like the one on the Temple Bar, the one outside of Temple Bar in Ireland is a little too high up for me. Okay. Like you get more of a bird's eye view, whereas Irish Kevin's was there on the side. It's like you were there with them. And I like that.
Would you?
And people know the cams are there. So they'll come up and they'll talk and they'll wave. And make little comments.
Have you contemplated trying like those VR goggles to see if like it really gets you into the?
No, okay, because I like the webcam experience. Like,
do you feel that the proprietors should alert every single customer? Like, hey, you're on cams right now, and everybody can hear you talking.
At Sloppy Joe's, they had they didn't have the talking signs. Thing, but there's signs that are like, hey, smile, you're on camera.
Yeah, I think they should. Yes,
but wait a minute, though. Smile, you're on camera. And people think that's for security reasons.
Do they know
that they're broadcasting it to the world?
Most places will have a webcam thing with the address of it and stuff like that so they could tell their friends to come watch them and stuff like that. I do think that they should
do that. Because I could be caught saying something that could
come
back to haunt me.
Will
not me.
Occasionally pick up shit like that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Salacious.
Can you record these cams? I guess if you have a DVR or something.
Right? I think the stream just lives.
Wherever. Like you can find, constantly rewind.
Yeah. You could find those streams. Yeah. I'm not saying.
Did you not realize when you made this offer to the proprietors of Irish Kev's that they, when you left, that you were like, I think that guy's on TV? And
oh, no.
He's a complete nutter weirdo.
You can't get enough of TV stuff.
he wants us to put the cams back up in 4K.
Yeah.
That's a weird request. That's like on a level of like
saying
Michael
I'll pay
Jackson
for it.
Shit.
Saying I'll pay
That's
for it.
That's what Michael Jackson would do. Like he would stroll into some place.
Sure it's a $200 camera. Yeah.
And would make these weird requests.
There's an upper limit on the price. It's not like I'm like, rewind the telecom systems.
I think it's more that the guy might be like.
Very eccentric.
Well, I don't know. They put the cam up. They obviously know it has value. And for me to appreciate what they've done.
And then to offer to pay for it, though, that's taking it to the next level of like.
Again.
Where you start to become now also bring me a chimp that I can call Bubbles.
he's getting to that Howard Hughes territory.
Yes.
he's in his penthouse with all the cameras up.
And be careful. He said that he doesn't hold it against his employees. But make sure you don't go too far.
Yeah, he's getting excited over there. Yeah.
I said
he's starting to get out of the roll, crew. Like he's drunk.
two daddies in. I'm hilarious.
I was hoping that my, limited level of celebrity would help the cause rather than – I don't care how I looked. I just wanted my cam, bro.
So you're so – like I don't want to say – I don't want to use the word out of touch because I don't think you're out of touch.
Okay. Thank you.
How much is a gallon of milk?
But if you – Brian, if you –
$20? What is it these days? I don't know.
If a Kardashian, let's say one the male Kardashian, the brother.
Rob Kardashian, okay. Yeah,
he showed up at the TST Town General Store and was like, I noticed you haven't had the Cooper Cam up in a while. I'm interested in.
By the way, I watch the Cooper Cam sometimes. I did.
It's a good cam.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'd like to pay for it to come back online.
In 4K.
He leaves.
I would.
And when he leaves, is he not the? Aren't we not talking about it for the rest of our lives?
All we're talking about, yeah. Like it's the guy with the socks. It was him.
So yeah, you don't think it's like you're not the talk of that bar? Well, it's like the IJ guy came in and was like, he loves hidden camps.
Well,
so
we'll
much.
Definitely be speculating.
But, he can't fucking stop. And he wanted a plaque with his name on it.
But that's the thing. It's just like it leads to endless speculation of like, why do you think, like, did he want to play a practical joke on us? Yes. Is the camera like loaded somehow with fucking
and you know
software?
There's the one, you know, like the one that takes it into dark areas. It's like, dude, nobody wants a camera like that and is willing to pay for it unless they're jerking off to it.
Right. They're jerking off to the camera.
There's one guy in the back who's in a cook who knows what he jerks off to. It's really weird.
Right. So
he thinks that anybody else that wants it this bad's got to be getting off on it too.
He's like, we got a weirdo on our hands. He's trying to put a camera in our place. It does sound really strange. Like,
it's not,
like when you step
I know it's not, but like you have to wonder when you leave what everybody's perception of that offer is.
Yeah, well, they didn't put it up, so I guess I didn't impress upon them.
You just didn't leave a check for $2,000 and like
for a 4K camera.
For 4K camera in the memo only.
Must be 4K.
I'll know if it's not. You write on the back of the check. I'll know if it's not 4K.
He makes it unusable. He writes so much shit on it.
With night vision.
You don't need night vision because it's right under a street lamp at Irish Kevin's. Hey, man, you know, if anybody from Irish Kevin's is listening, like, listen to the shit I'm taking here. Give me my cam.
So now, circling back, do you think we could go to Jill?
Who runs the plaza.
Yeah. Yeah. And convince her since they just installed all these new cameras.
Yes.
That they should put Airport Plaza on
cams?
Yeah.
Again, I think we walk out of there like total wackos. We look like total like something is deviant going on. We're like, we want cams everywhere, Jill.
Shut up. They pay the rent. Just give them whatever they want.
Okay. Yeah. So she says no. And I know where the closet is that has all these feeds. I go in there and splice into them and do like a pirate.
You won't even turn the AC on. Now you're splicing in fucking cams.
Fucking MacGyver and shit.
Let me see. I mean, we could start showing you some now, but I mean, I don't know.
Just send us links.
Yeah. All right. Okay. we'll come back to it, I guess. All
right. Let me read something real fast because I know we've all got to calm down. It's getting very hot in here. This isn't going to help. Who wants better sex and who wants to start having better sex immediately? The best way to get started is to go to adamandeve.com right now.
Woo-wee.
Yes, indeed. Turn down the lights, get them. Come on. Adam and
now,
Eve
why
is offering.
Do you think they use the Adam and Eve, though, as their spokespeople? Like, you know, when you hear Adam and Eve, you think of God. You don't think of sex.
See, no, I do. I think of original sin.
Yeah, original sin.
That's what
really?
I think of. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think
being tempted.
I think of God creating the first two human beings.
And then they're like, fuck you,
sex.
God. We're going to bang.
Without sex. He created them, you know, from dust.
Right.
And one from a rib.
Well, I thought one from a rib, right? Yeah.
Yeah, there's no like ugly coitus going on.
I know. It's disgusting. I don't even know.
Well, there was when they were tempted by the snake.
You're telling me if there was a webcam in the Garden of Eden, you wouldn't fucking check that out?
Oh, yeah.
Come on,
man. Well, there's chronovision. I don't know if you've We mentioned that.
That's tough to get to.
The Pope could probably.
The time camera?
No, it's a time television. He could put in any date in the television and watch it.
So that's like the original webcam, bro.
Yeah.
See?
You're right. It is.
Yeah.
You'd watch that one.
Chronovision? Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to see stuff like that.
Nah.
No. No. Because then that's what led to all our downfall, though. All the problems in the world started because fucking Eve.
Little hoe.
Who would have thunk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? Exactly. A woman causing all our problems.
You don't say.
Sorry. Back to
that's
your,
okay.
your sex ad.
Adam and Eve is
if you want to fuck just, these monsters,
let me read
we
my
have.
Sex ad. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And more than that, Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a free... They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a free shipping and rush processing on your entire order. Okay. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, fast and free. So don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item. Free shipping with rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter offer code TESD at checkout. That's TESD at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast. So be sure to use code TESD to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Adamandeve.com, promo code TESD. Q, I don't think that Adam and Eve has a cam down in Key West, but they do have a store, which we visited right before Fantasy Fest. Mary Beth picked up a bunch of supplies at Adam and Eve.
Nice. Mm.
Not only did she pick up a bunch of supplies, but she decided because she had the costumes and all the pictures from Fantasy Fest, she went ahead, she started her OnlyFans. That doesn't really have anything to do with me. She doesn't even want me involved. And it does seem that this OnlyFans, it's a lot of girls looking at each other's pictures.
Yeah?
That's the way it seems.
Well, how do you feel about it is this going into hot wife territory? Are we still warm wifing?
No, because nobody else is involved. So, yeah. You know, except on a virtual level.
Right.
So I would still count this under warm wifing. I don't mind it.
You don't mind it?
I don't mind it. I like it. Yeah, I think it's cute. And she has fun doing it, so what the hell?
Okay, it's not hurting anybody. People are making a killing on that. I have an ex-girlfriend that does OnlyFans.
She's making some money.
She's making good money.
I fucked up. It's Mary Beth Rosie, R-O-S-I-E.
R-O-S-I-E.
Yeah, okay. Not roses.
Why don't you spell the whole thing out?
M-A-R-I-B-E-T-H-R-O-S-I-E.
Okay.
There you go. Go check her out. She's right. Pretty. Speaking of making money, you got some lottery tickets.
I did.
And Walt posed the question that if you won big,
yeah, so
would you share it?
Ants.
I don't know if it was an ant.
Yeah, it's an ant.
Oh, really? I thought it was an IJ fan. Because if it was an ant, I would thought that she'd send all of us lottery tickets.
Yeah,
not just
really.
You.
Especially the one who could really use it.
No, this is her name is Amy. She says, and she thanks me specifically for not getting too large for Tom, Steve, Dave.
I will say, you know what? I echo that sentiment.
She's pretty?
I think everyone is super thankful that BQ never got too big for TSD. And I don't think a lot of people say it often enough thankful we are that you didn't just like get in your car and not even look in the rearview mirror.
That would have been really deflating for me. Forget tell him Steve Dave. If suddenly he's just, I'm in the rear view.
I don't know. Any of us could have stopped doing tell him Steve Dave, but I just love doing it.
You had more reason to stop, though. You had multitude of reasons. You had too much success, much of your time being demanded.
There was a super busy period in the middle, maybe, where I would agree with that. But now, you know. As I'm on the downslope of my career, sitting around watching cams. But no, well, anyway, I appreciate
she's right,
that.
Though.
Thank you.
Yeah,
well, thank
right.
you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. But I love telling Steve Dave. It's not anything that I should be – like what I get out of it is what I love. Like I'm not doing it as a favor. So,
no.
Yeah,
but,
you know what I mean?
You know, but like you know, your real gig – demand so much of you that you couldn't be faulted if you were like, guys,
He's watching cams for fucking 6-7 hours a day. We're talking
about. Well, I didn't know that until today, though. Yeah, my whole thinking maybe is all out of whack now. But before today, I would have agreed 100% with her.
Yeah. Well, my point is she's an aunt.
Yes. Okay. And she sent you a whole bunch of lottery tickets.
Ghostbusters themed scratch offs, and you could win up to $500,000. And you posed a question just like 10 seconds before we started recording that I was like, yeah, I don't know. And then we just started recording.
My question was, let's say you scratch off something on one of the cards she sent in and you hit big money.
The big 500K.
Or even 100K or 50K or 1,000. Are you sending something back to her? Because you do have her return address on the envelope.
That's true.
You could do the right thing.
Well, why is that the right thing?
Yeah, that's the question. Is it the right thing?
It's a gift to me.
Right, but
– not an investment in me.
It could hurt her too, and she might have to pay taxes on it then.
Karma, though. And I know how much you respect karma.
Yeah, I think – well, I've long considered myself an instrument of karma from my 20s and whatnot. That's always been my view of myself. I would say – it's probably best if I won the big 500K. It's probably best if I just don't advertise that.
Well, I don't say you mention it on TSD, but do you just send her a check for some of the money that since she sent you in the lottery?
What would you do?
Oh, hell yeah. Karma?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I am contacting her and I'm like, look, you sent me this. I won.
Right.
You know, we're going to share this.
How much you – if you win 500K, how much are you breaking off?
For her?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Amy.
Amy, I would have sent you 400K of the –
get 500. The fuck out.
He's fucking
crazy. On my children's life.
You're sending her 400 out of 500K.
Yeah. She brought the ticket. She sent it to me.
It's a gift.
That's the right thing to do, though.
No, it's not because, like, let's say that she sent you a book, right? And then within a year, that book really went up in value. Like, something happened. The value increased drastically. You could sell it for $50,000 if you felt like it. Do you then – if you're like, hey, man, I'm going to sell this book, do you then feel like you have to turn around and give her money?
It's not a good analogy, though. This is, like, immediate money off of something that was always a possibility you could win – something off of. I don't know. To me, that's just the way I would roll.
But to give her 80% of the money, that seems excessive. Yeah, like,
she probably needs it more than you do, Q. I don't know
anything about her.
Oh, we're talking about Q. Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, that's why. That's a good thing that you don't tell anybody because if you ever find out that BQ, TV's BQ, won $500,000.
You know the webcam I could fucking buy Irish Kevin's with $500,000 in my fucking pocket?
Could you have a drone down there that automatically that just goes around? Yeah.
What is the minimum that you win that you're that you feel like you reluctantly send her some money then?
Do you at least send her enough to cover the tickets?
But
oh my God.
I just feel
so
like
it's a zero-sum
game. It's a gift.
I know it was a gift, but there's
so if I win $5, I got to send her a
dollar. This is your own brand of karma, though. That's like
you don't have to. Yeah, I'm not saying he should do that too. I'm just curious what he would do. That was why I asked the question.
Hasn't there been a case something like this where the guy tipped the waitress a lotto ticket and it ended up winning?
Yeah, there was a whole movie, right? Nicolas Cage movie.
Was it? Okay? Yeah,
you can make a movie about this. Q. If you don't send her the money. There's no way they're making a movie.
Oh, no, they will.
No, they're making a YouTube video. That's it.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody's putting the movie into it. You're right.
Jeez, man. All right. So I scratch. What do you do, Genim? Let me get this. Let me go around.
We know what he does. He doesn't even tip at a fucking buffet.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I do now.
You could be honest.
I do now.
People like you. Yeah.
You've changed your ways?
I tipped $2 last time.
I'm proud of you, Genim. Now, Genim. Very proud of you.
That's very good that you said that. You have an opportunity here. To really change your public perception. What'd you think
about
that?
It's been taking a big hit, too.
Yeah, you have been getting hit hard. Deservedly, I feel. You've been unpalatable for quite a bit lately. So I'm sort of curious to what would you do if you won 500K?
How much of it are you giving back to Amy?
Now, also, you have to – can't give her 400K because
you have to factor
you're paying
taxes.
Your taxes.
Yeah.
So she's
I'm going to give her the ticket. I'm going to send her a ticket and be like, here, you take care of it. You get the 500K. Give me the 100. You keep the 400. you know.
Are you paying? You're paying taxes on your $100 though. Still,
no, no. I'd be like, Amy, I can't have Uncle Sam hear about this.
Okay.
Look, I gave you $400K back. So you take care of my taxes.
Okay. Well, why are you screaming at her now? Top five.
Fuck you. So ungrateful. She doesn't want to pay my taxes on the $100K.
Hey, we're never rude.
Yeah, I'm like, make it happen, Amy, or I don't have to pay a dime of taxes.
I don't got to think about any of this.
Yeah, $100K cash from Amy. Right. Okay. Get them.
Send it through one of those apps that the terrorists send money through.
On the dark web.
We want all the eyes on us.
Oh. So
send it in prepaid phone cards.
Do you have Green Dot where you live?
Oh, come on, Amy.
So like that guy who called
you're
me up.
You're stupid.
That guy called me up the other day. Send the Google Play cards and I'll buy a Ferrari with it and marry your daughter.
Go ahead. Doug.
So how much are you? Well, so what do I win?
500.
Okay. So what's take home after that? Like 50. 250. 250. And do we have a previous agreement of
– No. This is – you're living my experience right now. You open an envelope. Somebody sent you a gift because they appreciate you. Staying on Tell Him, Steve Dave, here's your gift.
In this scenario, she sent you these cards to stay off of Tell Him, Steve Dave.
Well, if it's that, then I'm keeping it. But I would look to see what the maximum I could give somebody tax free is, so they're under no burden, and that's what I would.
I think the maximum is probably $10,000.
Yeah, it's like $10,000.
I thought it was like, was it in an Shawshank Redemption? It was like $30,000 or something. Like
I don't know.
Also, fucking Shawshank took place in the '20s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'd contact Sexy Lawyer. See exactly, yeah, like what I could do tax. Like I said,
are you so busy tonight?
Sexy Lawyer may not be working for us free anymore when he finds out.
Oh, he wants $500,000.
$500,000. He's like, hey, you know that agreement was when you were a struggling podcast.
Living in a basement.
I got to figure out a way to fuck this lady out of some money, Sexy Lawyer.
I would see what I would give her the maximum that I could tax free for them, so that they're under no burden.
Okay, I think that they'd be happy about that.
Because you don't know what their situation is. That may raise a red flag that like triggers an audit and then they're screwed.
You're just assuming that. She's like, oh no, don't put me into $1 million tax bracket, whatever you do.
Yeah, please
like,
don't
how
do that.
You know? How do you know?
Say that again. Yeah, say all those scenarios again and why you're on.
Because he's making himself look like he's a good guy.
No, because these are all the things that he fears when he gets money, right? I don't want an audit coming in after me. All these weird things that you fear are you're putting on Amy. She's not living in it like you are, where your wages have been garnished for the last 40 years.
My wages have never been.
Yes, they have been. You can't put money in the bank, you told me, because as soon as it goes into the bank, all your old debts are going to be start people.
No,
start
I said for a while God. I was only keeping $100 in because that did happen. I got
– You got garnished?
Yeah, I got a settlement and it pulled all the money out of my account. And yeah.
So you think that everyone's living like you.
But that
like
is not
the lamb.
That is not the case anymore. So I do keep – I do keep money in the bank.
You paid off your debts?
It was – I can't remember what it was. It was just something that like an old credit card that I forgot about.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
So you don't have any more – there's no chance on the planet that any of your wages will be garnished anymore.
I think if anything, it might be the IRS because they still have not cashed my last – They haven't cashed the check I sent them last, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do in this situation. Do I cancel the check?
Yeah.
Or wait 6 months and then send them another check?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So all right. So you have his.
So $10K is his.
$10K. I said
the maximum, whatever it is. Right. The maximum.
Sure.
Is, yeah.
And then Johnson, you're with me.
I'm with you. I think what I'm going to do is after the 250, I might break her off 50.
50.
I think 50 sounds fair.
Yeah.
But to give over 80% of a gift that was given to me.
Right.
Although, you know what? I might look into her personal financial situation a little bit more, a little deeper.
So
be
it's like,
hey, maybe you need this more than – but then, fuck her. I got a kid.
But like, what is going on here?
Maybe she's got four.
That's her problem, man. She shouldn't have four kids.
She spent $20, man. Like what is a gift? What is the purpose of a gift?
I get it. I get where you're coming from. I get your.
I mean,
point of view.
All joking aside, I completely get cracking her out. Cracking her some money. I get it.
Well, what do you get? Like, if you win the $500K, And you haven't scratched any off yet. All right, so let's go on record in case – and then scratch them off and see what if Amy won any money.
I win 500K. I would probably want to go halvesies, I think, with her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I think so.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I fear karma, though. I would be like – it's still 100K in my pocket.
Why are you fearing karma?
Yeah.
Like, why are you fearing it? It doesn't necessarily give you good karma just to give her money. How do you know that, though? But how do you know? You're acting like it's a fucking guarantee.
Well, because
– he's going to heaven.
Because at the end of the day
– I'm in heaven, baby. I'm already there.
At the end of the day, I feel like I have gotten good karma.
Because of that kind of stuff? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but like
– when I go to bed at night and I thank God for all the things that I have – I wonder if it's because of some of the karma that I have put back into this world.
Last week he was mocking me for obeying Robert the Doll's rules.
Yeah.
And now I'm hearing that this superstition is fine. Well,
thanking God?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I don't see a difference really, personally.
Why? Well, wait a minute. But you fucking bowed to the knee of a fucking plastic doll.
He's evil. He's evil. And so did Q, by the way.
Oh, no.
Yes. What? He follows Robert the Doll's rules.
I follow his rules. what are his rules again? His rules.
Remember when we went there, you have to ask him if you can take a picture. Yeah. You take a picture
Alpha
with
dog
him.
Alpha Q ain't bowing to no fucking
you thank him.
Cabbage patch.
Bullshit.
That doll's scary, man. I don't want to fuck with that.
I looked at pictures of him. He's kind of
– he ain't more powerful than my God.
No, he's not.
Your God seems to cause a lot of fucking trouble in the world, man.
Yeah, Robert
all
the Doll
gods
is
do.
Mischievous
Robert the Doll's,
at best.
Yeah, he's a little mischief maker. He's quarantined to his little space. He's not going to bug you. He's just asking you to be polite.
The curators of that
– be nice to him. That's what he wants.
The curators of that museum should all be riddled with cancer if that fucking doll actually worked for keeping him locked up in a fucking museum.
Where else is he going to
go? They should have testicular and pussy cancer for what they've done to that doll.
I wish I had this conversation prior because I would have brought this up to her. I'd be like, you don't happen to have pussy cancer by any chance, do you?
Because
you should.
If anybody's fucked over that doll, it's the people who are making money off the doll.
I agree with you on that much. As far as like the merchandising of Robert.
Yeah.
It's increased drastically since the first time we went.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you legitimately right now could be like going to bed every night being hugged and being cared for, having tea parties with other toys. But no, he's fucking in a glass fucking coffin that fucking 55-year-old men are fucking going up to and being like,
yeah. Hey, can I take a picture with you?
I mean, it's no Please? Chocolate walk. I agree. It's not like it was that.
55-year-old men, what a shot. Yeah.
Bam! He fucked with my God!
Look! My
you know
God.
What? You yeah. know? And that shit starts wars. I don't know if you looked over at the Middle East lately.
No. Well, what's going on over there? I haven't heard.
I did read a fact about the doll in that the current case he is in was donated by a fan.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. What's weirder, that guy or the guy with the webcam?
It's a climate control.
Oh, I thought you were comparing her to Amy. Is it, or weirder than the girl just saying?
No, I
she
think
probably
Amy's.
Needs the fucking winnings way more than PQ does.
Yeah, it's a.
Then Amy shouldn't send me Ghostbusters scratch offs.
I think it was the Ghostbusters thing that probably sold her. It's like, oh, I know who loves Ghostbusters. I know who loves
it's
money.
It's very sweet of her, and I'm very grateful that she sent it.
Which state are those out of anyway?
What are you scrambling on your phone for the last 10
right
minutes?
Here,
that you want
to 10 minutes. I just want to show you this picture. This is a listener. That's Robert the Doll. That's somebody making a mockery of Robert the Doll.
A listener of TSD?
Yeah, Gina texted this to me, and she said that her husband made fun of the doll, as you can see from the picture.
Mm-hmm.
3 years of bad luck. Right after that, her mother-in-law, who she doesn't like, moved in with her. 3 years.
Oh.
That's the kind of shit that's going
to
happen.
I guess a lot of people are showing up to this museum based on the fucking the state of that fucking ceiling.
No, it's part of it.
It's part of the whole
fort.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah.
It's in an old fort.
Yeah. She said, I have a healthy respect for Robert. My husband disrespected him, and my mother-in-law moved in with us for 3 years. I apologize every time. We're back in Key West.
You know what, though?
So he didn't.
It's all of their point of view, though. It's all the way they look at shit. It's a blessing to have your mother-in-law still be with you, that you could still see her, you know, she fucking raised your husband. You fucking.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry.
Whoa.
Leave that out, Declan.
That's an ad.
Oh, I thought it was. I thought you were reading off the website. That's actually somebody who listens to TSD?
Yeah, that's
all.
Oh, yeah,
that was a little harsh for a listener.
So wait, wait.
I got to put in my quacking sound now.
Yeah.
So after the husband insulted Robert?
Robert.
Robert the doll.
They try to play it cool too, like they can't remember Robert's name.
So who's they?
Yeah. You were doing it last week. You were calling them all kinds of different names.
That was the first week you mentioned it.
Robert. John, like one of the most easy names to remember.
So how soon after did she try to apologize, and did it continue for 3 years even though she was apologizing and or did the
husband? When did the bad luck stop?
I guess when the mom moved out.
Well, is that because
the mother-in-law moved out?
What made it so unbearable? Yeah,
she didn't include all that in the text. I could ask her for next time.
There's far more heinous things that can happen to you than your mother-in-law moving in with you.
Look, let me tell you something. My mother-in-law is fine. Mary Beth's mother-in-law, I wouldn't want to live with her for 3 years. I'm telling you right now, it would drive me fucking crazy.
Yeah, that'd be rough, right?
The only way I was able to do it years back was because I was so fucking, ossified by drugs and shit and like dead inside. Like nothing mattered. So it didn't, like you didn't care. But when you have your surroundings and you're aware of things around you, it's different.
You do realize how insanely hypocritical it is for you to fucking bow to the whims of a doll and then have the gall to then be like, say something that was, if somebody believes in God, that they're.
I think it's just as corny. Yeah. I'm not saying that I'm not corny for doing it.
Yeah, but once it's fun, the other you're basing your life around.
Yeah. And you're afraid of. Like you're afraid of God. So are you thanking him because of all this good stuff?
What did I say? I was afraid.
No, I'm asking. That's why I'm asking.
It's not like I'm trembling in fear.
But if you don't do it, you think the bad things might happen or good things might stop happening.
I think it could.
Okay. All right.
I mean, just like a million of other people on this planet.
Yeah, but I mean, all those fucking little kids with cancer and shit, I just don't see how – they're like, oh, well, they must have fucking pissed God off. So now he's mad at them. So karmatically, they must have done something. All those kids with bad karma. Like, that's the
But
kind
you
of
believe Gina, though.
Gina. What, that she had bad luck?
Her bad luck is legit. Because
I think she had bad luck. I'm not saying it's because of Robert.
Oh, I'm just saying. So you don't believe in Robert, then, do you?
I don't
you
need say to that believe now, in Robert.
You're big
I
ballsy
did what
here
I needed
in fucking Hazlitt, New Jersey. So you're in Key West. All of a sudden, those balls shrink up.
Hey, let me tell you something.
They thought all of a sudden, he's got fucking beer muscles.
When I was in Key West, they thought I was a eunuch walking around. Like, I don't want to run afoul of Robert.
He runs this town.
Let's all calm down for a second. Talk about Raycon. It may be too early to start decorating for the holidays. Absolutely not. I've been into stores where they're already pushing Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
But it's never too early to start your holiday shopping. This I agree with. I never take care of my holiday shopping early on, so it's always a last second kind of thing. Why not take care of it now before the crowds and packed calendars make shopping a total nightmare, especially when you can get some of the best deals of the season well before Black Friday? You can shop Raycon products right now and save up to 50% off because their early Black Friday sale is going on now. You've heard us talk about this Raycon's products before. Oh, I was using my big over-the-ear headphones the other day when I was outside. It's like loud. There was like three different neighbors had their leaf blowers going. Everybody's clearing away leaves for the fall. I popped them on, drowned it out. Raycon first made a name for themselves in the audio space with products like their everyday earbuds, known for delivering high quality and thoughtful features like 32-hour battery life and a perfect in-ear fit for all-day wear and lasting comfort. And this past year, they expanded their entire business with the introduction of Raycon Home and Raycon Power Tech. This is they have a magic cable. You don't see a lot of magic cables these days.
I don't see a lot of magic at all.
They got a magic
180
cable.
There's a doll in Key West. That's pretty magical.
Yeah. He'll put a curse on you. You know, just like if you don't pray at night. Dear God, I'm a good boy. What good things happen to me. 55. Not for long. A little less than a month.
I know.
Raycon is known for delivering high-quality and thoughtful features at half the price of other premium tech brands, so it's no wonder their products have racked up tens of thousands of five-star reviews. So to get everyone in the holiday spirit a bit early, Raycon is currently offering 20% off everything on their site with select products up to 50% off. So beat the crowds and save now. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on Raycon's early Black Friday sale. Hurry now to buyraycon.com/TESD to get 20 to 50% off site-wide. That's raycon.com/TESD to score up to 50% off Raycon products. Buyraycon.com/TESD. Walt, we've been talking recently about, we talked about the con, somebody's crapping on the floor. The plane, somebody's crapping in the plane. They built an entire park out of feces, human feces, over there in Staten Island. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Q.
What are you talking about?
They built a park on a landfill.
They built a park in part of a landfill in Staten Island, and they said they're using recycled human feces for the ground and shit.
I don't think they built it.
Oh, it said it right in the paper, right? Well, it said it right in the New York Post.
I didn't see the paper. You were just reading off from your iPad.
Are they using it for fertilizer to grow?
I think it's actually within the soil itself.
Well, what they did, I know, is they took Freshkill's landfill and turned it into a park.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous now. It's like
by Staten Island standards.
By the world.
You can hardly smell the feces.
Can you smell the feces?
I haven't smelled any feces while I was there. But I mean, you guys see a lot of wildlife there. You could go kayaking down the canals and little rivers and stuff. Yeah. It's all reclaimed land. I mean, that dump closed over 20 years ago.
So you can go like kayaking down Love Canal?
Sure. I don't know what he's getting at. What is he getting at? I missed that.
I don't know. You didn't like that joke.
I didn't get the joke. I don't like when I don't get jokes. I'm like, I don't understand.
Love Canal was an area back in the 70s, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think late 60s into the 70s where there was a lot of like heavy metals.
Like one of the most toxic places in the United States.
Toxic place. Yeah, it was like a Superfund site. Yeah.
Where is Love Canal?
It's in New York, I think, right?
Yeah,
by Niagara, I think, somewhere around there.
I thought it was Staten Island.
I want to know why I should have gotten this reference.
Okay, while you're doing that, Walt, Disney theme park guests are pooping while waiting online for rides.
Wow, in Disneyland?
In Disney. Somebody tweeted on social media or put it on social media. I am in the queue for Disney, Rise of the Resistance at Disney World. Someone just let their kid take a dump on the floor, and then they walked out and left it. WTF, wrote one poster on Reddit.
Is fucking long.
Another Redditor claims to have worked near the ride and confirmed. For the skeptics, this actually happened. Fun fact, this was one of three shit-related incidents at Rise today. Less fun fact, I was there for all three of them.
Well, what Disney has to do, if this is becoming the norm...
They put up a camera.
They have to.
She was watching.
Webcam,
Pooper cam.
Do a shot every time somebody takes a shit.
No, they have to offer both child size and adult size diapers to people online and that they can just quickly slip into in case, they have to go then. And that will eliminate then.
Nice pun.
them dropping their drawers and just doing it on the carpet.
So they're gonna put on the diaper prior?
Yeah, you know.
Nobody's gonna do that.
Well, if you think you might have to go.
So maybe like you raise your hand in line and like a Disney.
Who's going to shit right in front of 100,000 people?
Evidently,
though?
A bunch of people.
So you're
happened at least three times in one day.
I tell you, I would put the diaper on though. Rather than
you would wear the diaper,
rather than having like a crowd,
you
got to
put it on in front
of
everybody, though.
Well, I bet you maybe there's something they can do as you cross through a certain area where no one can see you, and if you want to put the diaper on,
this seems practical. We should go with this.
Well, no, like a changing board, you know that you can't see on either side as you walk through, almost like when you walk through a metal detector. But here you're walking through a place where you can quickly slip the diaper on discreetly, privately,
and then what? Go on a ride with a diaper full of shit?
Yeah, I know, and everybody's smelling it. Yeah, it's like get the fuck out of line if you got to take. Shit, get out of line. That's the answer. That's the only answer.
As opposed to dropping a deuce on the ground.
Those aren't the only two options, though. I just feel like you get off. What they should do is build bathrooms mid-line.
That you can get off of line and, yeah. and reclaim your spot.
Hey, man, I just tell your wife or whoever, you'll be like, just hold my spot. I'll be right back.
Well, who's going to believe you, though, if you know you got a rowdy crew behind you and you get out of line and then when you come back in, you're like, hey, no cut.
What if it's an official?
I have a second shit.
What if it's a cast member who does it for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know,
you fall like over Goofy. Like, right. Goofy.
Yeah.
Got to stand in the line.
Yeah.
There were
I got to drop a Pluto.
Feeling a little goofy down there. Two former cast members penned a book detailing their experiences as custodial team workers in the 90s and early 2000s called Cleaning the Kingdom, Insider Tales of Keeping Walt's Dream Spotless, and wrote that spotting human waste triggered a protocol known as Human Code H. Which Code
that's
H.
That's a great band name.
Code H.
Or at least a song.
Code H. Human Code H.
That is a fucking killer.
That is, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Human Code H. It's like fucking thrash. Yeah. Industrial metal.
And it's just shit? Or is that P as well?
That's just shit, yeah. Code H originally stood for horse crap, which would call for the cleaners to pick up after one of the horses that was pulling a vehicle along Main Street.
Mm.
But then I guess people were like, hey, if the horses can do it, why not us?
Mm. Which, you know, yeah, we don't freak out if we see a horse on Main Street, you know, drop it. We don't go fucking crazy and run the Reddit, so... But all of a sudden...
Yeah, why shouldn't humans be able to just drop trow on Main Street?
You know how much money you paid to get into Disney?
It's like $200 a ticket now. You should be allowed should be allowed to wipe your ass with the ticket.
Ticket. Mickey, TP over here.
Golden ticket looks a little different color now.
Well, they don't have diapers, but they do say Disney guests who need to use a bathroom during notoriously long wait lines can alert a cast member and have their place held in line.
There you go.
According to Q Times website, the average wait time for the Seven Dwarves Mine Train is about 78 minutes. Space Mountain's about an hour.
Oh, my God. That's why they keep raising prices.
Yeah. There's something called an Incredipass, which sells for $1,500 now.
What is that?
Is that what you had?
Doesn't say here.
I think I had an employee. It's got to be the same thing.
What is it called? Predipass?
Incredipass.
Oh, okay. It sounds like something a lot more sinister.
Yeah. Did you get to hunt down another guest?
Wow. Yeah.
So, yep. Park guest pooping online.
Oh, yeah.
And that is just another story with pooping recently. We talked about the plane, we talked about – I don't think you were here last time when we talked about the con, were you? We pooped at the con. New York Comic Con.
Javits Center, somebody took a shit on the floor?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What were they doing? Like, were they on a line?
According to Ming Chen, they were very excited over seeing Chris Evans' ass.
And he also suggested it might have been Mike, but I don't think that's true.
So Ming saw it with his own eyes?
Yeah, my buddy E-Rock took a picture of it. It was like on the floor. It was like brown and diarrhea-ish looking. Yeah.
So it probably was just an emergency.
Yeah.
It wasn't no statement probably.
No, I don't think so.
I would accept it as a statement.
Here's the thing of you, Ming Chen.
Not the Maverick. Oh, I got the
You got the awards?
I brought a first draft of award categories for us to discuss if you guys wanted to get into that.
All right, let me read this real fast and then we can get into it. Anything else to do. MeUndies. Talking about MeUndies. Wearing them right now. I love them. Cozy up in style this fall with the unmatched comfort of MeUndies. MeUndies has the softest and most breathable underwear and loungewear that we've ever experienced. Whether you're on the grind during the work week or posted up on the couch watching. What did I just watch? I just watched Twin Flames, this documentary on Netflix about this crazy cult.
Mm-hmm.
And was I wearing MeUndies? Yes, I was. I was wearing my loungewear, as a matter of fact, my green and black checkered loungewear. Style for everyone, from black classics to fun seasonal prints and modern geometric shapes, MeUndies has a wide range of cuts that'll fit your style. Versatile loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring cozy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. MeUndies' signature tense micro-modal fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for your all-day wear. It's breathable. It's responsibly sourced. Problem-free philosophy. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on them. So to get 25% off your first order plus free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/TESD. That's MeUndies.com/TESD for 25% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Nice.
All right.
So I came up with the – a few suggestions. I think I got like 12 here.
Oh, that's a lot. Categories?
Categories. And I don't think it's a final list. I just figured, you know, we'll workshop it a little bit, see okay. what you guys respond to, see what the audience responds to.
Throw it against the wall.
Okay. So the first one for the TESD Awards was, we already discussed this one, the Four Color Demon Maverick Award, which is awarded to the which would be awarded to the most Maverick member of the
Write
year.
Write these down. Get them.
I could send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. With the links for the webcams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
obviously, you know, I think Ming Chen would have a lock on that this year. But then I thought, let's get right into the hot seat. The People's Choice for host. Which of the three of us would get the People's Choice Award as host?
Oh, that's a lock.
All right.
That's definitely a lock.
With that attitude, it certainly is a lock.
We don't host anything.
What are you talking about?
What do we host?
This show.
Oh, I thought you meant like on Patreon or something.
No, no.
Oh, okay. Like, I was going to say, because Walt hosts all the shows.
No, I don't.
Well, the game shows and stuff. That's what I think of host, that's what I think of.
Frank no, Five has like three shows he hosts.
That's true. Well, okay, is Jimmy the Hair Guy up?
TSD.
Yeah, I was talking about TSD.
Oh, okay.
I think I mentioned this one before, but the Chris Lodando Social Awareness Award, where Chris selects who has had the most social aware moment of the year.
In TSD Ooh. Town.
In TSD Town, right.
On mic
on
or
mic.
On camera, not oh. something that they did in their social media.
No, it has to have been within the course of the show, I would think.
Okay.
Yeah. The Get 'Em Worldview Award, an award given by Get 'Em to whoever he feels most aligns with his worldview. I don't know if anybody wants to win that one.
Yeah.
But I thought it might be fun.
People are going to be dragging their heels walking up to accept that.
Yeah, one. Yeah.
So it's the person that he thinks –
most
closely with, yeah. resembles him, his way world of thinking.
View. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And it could be a moment. I mean, again, these are all just spitballing.
No, no. I like that one.
I got opening episode quote of the year award. You know how you put the quotes in the
oh, yeah.
the song?
Oh, yeah.
People could choose their favorite random quote from there.
And this would encompass the entire library or just a year?
Year. Well, if year. We do this every oh, year, okay. if we're building okay. – yeah, yeah.
So the 2024 – TESDs would be for the year of 2023.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Best new game or bit. Figure give everybody something to debate.
Now, is this solely limited to Tell 'Em Steve Dave?
I think we can go into – well, I always think in terms of Tell 'Em Steve Dave, but like you mean open it to the Patreon as well? I think so. Why not?
Yeah, I don't yeah. know. I don't know what you're thinking.
Well, it's just because not everybody – I don't know why everybody doesn't
yeah,
belong
exactly.
to the Patreon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. You want to open up a little bit more?
I don't know.
I don't know either. None of this. This is all right. – we're working it out.
Okay.
Working it out. I figure everybody will like this one. The Jeers Unaward, given to the member of TESD Town who has said the most stupid thing this year. So they yes. can debate who said the stupidest shit this year. The Do Bitter Award. Now,
bitter. Oh, okay.
Bitter.
Oh, it's a play on that? Do better?
Well, remember how Brian got all upset about yeah. that?
The sticker.
The sticker, and we said he should have a sticker called Do Bitter. I just figure, you know how people give Brian shit about his rants? What's the matter? Everything, right?
Yeah.
It might be the phone.
Why? What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, just getting a little crackle.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. How everybody gives Brian shit about, you know, some of his stands on things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's got to be a stand that people agree with.
There's got to be at least one.
So what is the one of these standards, the Do Bitter Award for once? Well, you nailed it on the head with your bitter view of things.
Okay. I like that one.
Technical Award, who did the best technical work on the show. I did that for my boy over there. I figured maybe he could win one.
Oh, Rupert the fucking cheeseburger complainer, you mean? You're that guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jeers, the episode of the year. Figure everybody could give everybody a chance to weigh in on what their favorite episode is. Tactical Award, Jeers on one, opening episode quote, audience appreciation award. We discussed this one on the show already, which Ant deserves recognition from us.
Mm.
So we would have to like get a list of that. And then I also have the Fantasies Hot Button Award, the best hot button topic on the show from the last year.
Mm.
Sponsored
I mean,
by-
there's still some time in 2023.
I mean, that's a layup.
Why? What do you think it is?
I mean, but there's only one that like that made the news.
This year.
Yes, this year.
It would be 2023, yeah.
Yeah. But what if, you know, if we're doing this every year.
So
Mary Beth, get that fucking portrait out of the way. I got me an award.
So you want it like
Well, we're saying
now
that.
You want to recognize it.
I would like to be recognized for it.
It's like a month off to fucking to ignore it.
Sponsored by Fantasies.
Oh, you're going to see if Fantasies will put up some moolah?
I just figured we'll go there.
Maybe have a girl present it from Fantasies.
I figured I'd just go over there and buy a Fantasies t-shirt and throw it in with the award. Okay. So they got it. Yeah, so those are the ones that I came up with so far.
Do you think you need more than that, Kinnam, or do you think that's enough?
Oh, I think it should keep working. I just wanted to throw it out there to see what everybody thought.
And then we gotta write them, too. We have to actually write these awards.
Yeah.
Because you can't just go up and be able to read the award. You have to have a little back and forth and stuff, you know, like how they have the Academy Awards. You always send up two people so they can have a little tete-a-tete.
Yeah.
Right.
But now that this is out there, and I understand, look, it's a rough draft. But I will actually pay attention to my Twitter. If anybody has ideas for awards topics, just throw them on Twitter.
Categories, right?
Categories.
Okay. I like that. Yeah, it's like start sending in
ideas. I just wanted to get the ball rolling here. Like, I didn't think I was coming in with the actual set list.
Right. Because I thought that, you know, you could come up, like, let's, you know, over the course of a couple weeks, set the categories in stone, and then Ginnam can set up
a poll.
Online where we would compile a top three people. So then these are the top three people who can win it.
That's what I'm thinking.
The host one, we probably don't need a poll on that. Only three hosts. So
sure. Okay.
Probably that one probably is going to be easy, but may not need a poll for that one.
Wow. Sounds like somebody thinks they have a lock on that.
So you don't want to write in on that category? A little afraid?
I'm not worried about me. I was looking out for my buds.
Don't want them to feel bad.
My buds.
Well, then we got to campaign a little bit, you know.
Is it a campaign to win an Oscar?
Of course it is. Yeah. That's what
I thought. It was just you were rewarded upon your work.
No, they put ads in Variety. Consideration. Yeah.
So for your consideration, Brian Johnson, host of the year.
I already got hot button. I don't give a fuck about the host. So I already got the hot button locked up.
Yeah, you got that one locked up.
All right.
What's your t-shirt size, Ryan?
This just came from me, but maybe we could stream the award show over webcam or something like that.
That would be
There might not be room in the budget for that. Yeah? It's like $2,000 from what I understand.
No,
$2,000 to stream it?
Oh, yeah, for a 4K webcam? It's like $2,000.
Oh, sorry, I didn't get that at first.
That's a great idea. Yeah. But you want to look at the big picture.
You want it on Patreon.
Yeah, because what you're talking about, if you're going to really do it right and you're going to talk about maybe, you know, assembling the most TSD centric people in one place.
In the bowling alley,
In the bowling alley. Right. That is something that you probably want to get done right and not on a shitty.
You're right.
I mean, I know it would still be 4K webcam, but it's still one angle. It's not great sound.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking disrespect your cam.
Spoken like a non-believer. You'll come around. But anyway, that was it. That was when I was like kind of kicking around. But I'm just spitballing.
Okay, so I say we'll probably lock down all the categories by the latest January.
Sure, yeah.
And then we'll start putting the poll up maybe in February.
Love it.
Wow. Black Friday is coming, Q.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick before we go. I know that you are going to be away. I found out, you know, I've said in here, you won't be able to make it this year to the Black Friday TSD Town General Store festivities, which
is
basically just, meet and greets, nothing really else.
Yeah, usually my parents are up here, but they're getting a little older, so they're kind of staying. I got to go to them this year.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Yeah. But we will be open.
But if you put a cam in, I'm happy to watch it.
We could put a cam up for that day, right? Get him.
But I'll tell you what I can commit to.
Yes.
Is randomly FaceTiming in throughout the day. on if we put like an iPad up there.
Do we have an iPad again?
Or a laptop, whatever I could FaceTime in.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like I'll randomly at least let's say five times I'll FaceTime in randomly throughout the day. Sometimes at 2 a.m.
That was a waste of time.
Within operating hours.
So yeah. Thursday, Thanksgiving,
yep.
10 p.m. to 12 a.m. 2 hours only that night.
Okay, got it.
And Friday, 11 to 6.
Okay.
Saturday, 11 to 6. And then nobody's going to be around Sunday got other you. Than get them.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Black Friday from 10 to 12, I'll be wearing a turkey costume.
Get out of here, yep. Will you now?
Yes.
Yeah, already got the costume.
Nice.
Maybe the Baron will show up in full costume.
Oh, all right.
During the course of that weekend. We'll have a couple pieces of new merch, a hat and a t-shirt. And here's some of the celebs that are committed to showing up.
All
at
right.
least one day, some okay. multiple days. Sunday Jeff, Friday only
fuck
appearance.
That's all you need to say.
From 3:30 to 6, Sunday Jeff is committed to showing up on Black Friday. That's amazing. The only day he's going to be here, though.
Okay.
Frank Five will be here. He'll be here Sunday.
Can't get rid of him.
Even though we're not doing anything Sunday, Frank Five will be here.
we're sharing the couch that weekend.
Jimmy the Hair Guy for
Jimmy
sure.
Jimmy the
he's
Hair
a
guy.
Lock, right?
He's a lock.
Yeah.
And Ming Chen
oh!
has said that he is going to stop by. I don't know what day, though.
Oh, now I want to come.
Yeah, well, Ming was the stir that stars the
that stir the stirs the drink. Yeah,
thank you.
He's the maverick, man.
For now,
but Jimmy the Hair Guy took it upon himself to reach out to some TSD people, and here's who he's got confirmed: Tim, the Record Store Clerk, at some point is stopping by.
Lovely.
Troy is a maybe.
Okay.
Maxwell bailed.
Okay, it's a long trip.
I'm out.
Frank 3.
Frank 3?
Will not be there.
That's that.
I saw the wheels turning. You were like, hey,
I can see
my parents anytime.
Yeah,
the last time I saw Frank 3.
Yeah.
I'll FaceTime them.
But yeah, it's gonna be crowded, I think, in here. You might, you're just getting over that cold. Maybe it's best to stay away Black Friday weekend because it's not a big store and there's
no.
But it's gonna be more TSD celebs here than I think customers.
That could be.
It's a fun day though.
Well, yeah, fun couple days.
Yeah.
People love to come in, sit around the table, hang out and talk, shoot the shit with other ants.
Trying to secure a second office just for that weekend.
Oh yeah,
one of the empty offices just for to have the,
an overflow. Room. Yeah.
Oh, you know? So wait, that's where you send the losers and shit. When you have a screening at a premiere or something, the overflow room is for
you
the
have
people
the
who
premiere
aren't
room
as important.
Where all the celebs are, and then it's like,
right, who goes into the overflow room? If you know. Get him has to run the square.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
get him has to run the square.
if you didn't know that square, you'd be in your car in the Jeep. Honking the horn trying to get people's attention.
Guys, hey. Tell me how it goes up there.
Yeah, but I'm trying. I don't know. When I floated this idea to Jill, who we mentioned earlier, she kind of looked at me like, you just want to rent an
office.
You
wanted to put up a cam.
And I was like, yeah, just 2 days. That's all I need it for.
Right.
She said she'll look into it, but she didn't look hopeful, but hoping to get it done, though.
All right.
All right. So that's.
Yeah. Well, I'll make a digital appearance.
Digital appearance by BQ.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't want to scratch the lottery tickets before we left.
Nah. I'm sure I'll lose.
I lost, huh?
Oh,
check out my Bentley.
Sir, Irish Kevin's has like a fucking like a 15K, multi-K coverage,
full VR.
Yeah.
That was calculated, huh? That you didn't want to scratch it off.
You want me to do it now? This doesn't sound like entertaining podcasting for me.
It's not visual, that's for sure.
Yeah. You want to do one of them?
Sure.
Do one of them. I'll tell you about it.
Does anybody at home really want to hear me do this, though?
I'm sure Amy does.
Yeah. All right. Here's your giant coin.
Thank you.
Mary Beth plays this game called Neopets. Have you ever heard of it?
I've heard you complain about it.
Yeah. It's this virtual game where, like, you can buy and sell pets and build pets and, like, all kinds of stuff. Are you familiar with that?
Like Farmville?
It reminds me of Farmville, kind of. And she was looking in the pound the other day, and she found a pet called Get 'em Steve Dave.
It has to be.
You can name your pet anything.
Yeah, it has to be another listener.
And I would think it has to be another listener. But here's the thing. It's 3 years old, okay? And it's in the pound, which means somebody made him and was like, fuck it, I don't want this fucking thing anymore. Or
– so my real parents?
This is what I'm getting at.
It's an analogy for your whole existence.
Yeah. So he's been in the pound for 3 years, or somebody had him for 3 years and is like, I'm just tired of this fucking guy. I'm getting rid of him. But there is a Get 'em Steve Dave pet in the Neil Pets world.
Adopt it.
Oh, she did. She immediately adopted him. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. She couldn't let that go. But she was like, I got to get him.
How much did he cost?
I don't know. They have like it could have been a million Neopet coins or whatever, like because it's like some kind of crazy currency that they use.
What are we looking over there, Q? I can see by your face.
It sounds great.
I know. As we're talking about Neopets, the
problem with this is that they've made it so I don't understand if I.
You don't know if he won or not.
Well, give it to 148. That's what he's here for.
Again, did I win anything? I mean, did Amy win anything?
Did we win anything?
Okay, so 411. Not looking good.
And I also asked, you know, we didn't touch upon it during the episode, though, but you thought I was going to ask, would you kick any of the winnings back to me or Bri, since remember you – but I was,
yeah, well, when you first were asking, I thought the end of the sentence was, like, since – I had received it from an aunt. Am I going to – would I spread that?
You spread the wealth.
So was that – I would definitely answer would have been yes. Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
So that's, I would be like you then. At night I'd be praying, please, God, just like Q, give me some of that money.
Get him. Here you go, bud.
Nope. Yeah. Woo-hoo. Anything?
So far, yes.
Oh.
Get out of here.
He's going to get $1.25.
So far, $5.
$5.
Yes, all right. Cost of the ticket.
I don't think you get him. Are what I would like you to do. Give.
No, I would
is
like
drive
you.
To Michigan and
can send you her the ticket
that,
back.
Can you mail that back to this address? Shh. And I'll give all $5.
What a guy,
say, Amy.
I think it would probably be nice if maybe you sign it, but
then she can't turn it in for the $5.
Then that's the Amy's
no,
choice.
No, I'm sure she would rather have the $5.
Amy's choice.
Yeah. So there you go, Amy. That's coming back to you for 100% of the winnings.
Well, she's out nothing now.
Right? Well, she's still out $15.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought they were all $15. Everything costs $15.
Yeah, $5 each.
All right. So you're not going to scratch them up here, right? Yeah, you'll just give us an update, I'm sure, next
episode.
Was
it fascinating? Yeah. Was anybody really at home caring?
All right.
Nobody's on the edge of their seat with a scratcher. Because you know you're probably going to lose or you're going to win $2.
You're going to lose, right? What was that, Firestarter, where the father was like walked into a deli and he was psychic too and he was going, give me that one, that one, that one.
That's oh, right. Yeah, was it Firestarter?
I thought it was maybe Firestarter. I don't know. Anyway.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm 55. You can't expect much from me anymore.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.